The competitors stand 7 feet tall, their heads well above the top frame of the starting gate. They look like miniature bobbleheads with big brown eyes, heads darting up and down side to side as the jockeys mount. That's right, there are riders. In a flash, they're running the curve of the horseshoe track at the Pan American Arena. Then across the finish line, it's Big Bird by a neck.
You know, we really don't time them, but I'm going to say from start to finish, 10 to 15 seconds. I mean, it's fast.
Joe Hedrick is master of ceremonies. This is the first time he's brought ostrich races to the state fair. 24 are here, and Hedrick knows each one by name.
We have Big Bird, Super Bird, In-House Harry, Birdzella, Bird Brain, Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird sauntered over to join the post-race interview, and he was right on cue as Hedrick talked about the birds being famous for pecking at things and people, including Hedrick's knuckle.
And they come up here and peck, and they peck out of curiosity. Their beaks are, they have some strength in them, but like where he's pecking on my knuckle, it doesn't bother as much.
So what's it like to ride an ostrich? Jockey Carla Burrell's been doing it for 13 years.
There's nothing else like it on the planet, I can say that. Like a football, staying on the center tightest point of it is key.
Each racing ostrich wears a canvas harness on its back to protect its feathers and give jockeys something to hold on to. Burrell says sometimes jocks tuck their feet under the bird's wings. And she talks to her ostrich as they streak down the course.
Cluck, cluck noises. I go, yeah. Just something to where they're hearing you.
She says it helps them focus, but not always. Ostriches can be very unpredictable.
The most comical thing they do is they'll spin. They'll be in a dead run and all of a sudden decide they're going to stop and they're going to twirl like a ballerina really fast, and there's nothing much you can do. And it looks really cool to the audience.
But when that happens, Burrell says you get dizzy and then you get slung off. She has a few favorites she likes to ride.
They do seem to enjoy it. I think once you work with them for so long, which Joe does, you know, they get the routine down. They know what's going to happen when those gates open.
When it's showtime, handlers gently herd them down the hall to the arena. The birds walk with purpose and take a left into the ring. Fair officials say one animal rights group has registered a complaint about the attraction. Joe Hedrick says he understands it's not for everyone, but he says he takes care of his racing thoroughbirds.
And seeing these ostriches are so strong in their legs, them weighing 450 pounds, we limit the weight on the jockeys to 130 pounds. That's a reasonably light load on them. You know, we've been doing it for years. They do it in Africa. I know how strong they are. We feel, you know, that we know what we're doing.
The ostriches run three at a time and alternate races. It was all a first for David Arnold of Dallas.
Oh, I thought it was great. They're very funny. Magnificent, really. I'd love to see them really at full speed.
Which is about 30 miles an hour and would take a lot more room than they have at the fair. BJ Austin, KERE News.